back to Matt Flynn, direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to pick up on what Dick of Madison just said about needing more Senate seats. I agree 100%. Right now we have 50 of them. But Joe Manchin's trying to hang on in West Virginia, which isn't an easy thing for a Democrat to do. And Kyrsten Sinema is trying to hang on in Arizona. So we do need a margin, if only to relieve pressure on them and to be sure we have the votes. D.C. statehood right now would very likely yield two Democratic senators, but it's not necessarily the case forever. Could very well be if the Republican Party gets its act together, gets rid of QAnon, gets rid of Trump, gets rid of the intense racial emphasis, the attack on voting, the attack on the peaceful transfer of power, they could come up with candidates who would appeal to somebody voting in Washington. But the GOP has a lot more problems than that. Because the fact is that statehood for D.C. has been talked about a long time. The Democratic Party is putting it on the front burner. But still, it's far from certain that that will happen anytime soon. But here are the problems that the GOP has. They were initially flushed with wine and insolence. They thought, oh, great, Trump's going to lather up our base, whom we look on as a rabble anyway, and they will vote us in, and we can put in any nut we want. Then they started looking around at the nuts they have. There are two races, one in Alabama and one in Missouri, that are causing them heartburn. Now, why is that? Alabama has been described as a ruby red state. But Doug Jones won Alabama, Democrat, very, very fine guy. He won Alabama in a special election, served for a couple of years. And we've had Democrats representing Missouri. And here's the problem for the Republicans. The front runner in Alabama right now in the primary to succeed Richard Shelby, who's a moderate by their standards, is a guy named Mo Brooks. Mo Brooks, no nice way to say this, is a right-wing nut. He came in third in a Senate primary in the Republican Party in 2017 to succeed Jeff Sessions when Sessions went to be the Attorney General for Trump. Third. The guy who won, the former prosecutor who had been enjoined by an Alabama court from going to a mall because he used to go there looking for underage girls. And there was an election. Doug Jones narrowly won that, something like 50.5% to 49.5%. And Mo Brooks is so bad, he came in third. He came in third. Now the clown Mo Brooks, he's the guy, by the way, he's the guy. Remember Josh Hawley, senator from Missouri, had said, I'm going to object to the certification of Joe Biden, that was treasonous. All 50 states had said that certified him, but the Senate and the House are supposed to accept that certification. The GOP is saying they don't have to, and they could have overturned it. That's constitutionally wrong. It's dangerous. But Hawley had a problem. The problem was he couldn't even raise the issue if he didn't get one congressman to go along with him. So Josh Hawley of Missouri sniffed around among the dregs of the Republican Party. He sniffed around at Gymnasium Jim Jordan, GYM, Matt Gaetz, Nunez, Gomer Gossert. He sniffed and he sniffed. And the most abject, servile one he could find is Mo Brooks of Alabama. And Mo Brooks of Alabama said, I will sign up on this venture. And Mo Brooks was one of the initial engineers at Josh Hawley of questioning the certification. He does not believe in democracy. He does not believe in the peaceful transfer of power. He's inarticulate, and he's bizarre. So the Republicans down there want they want a Republican senator. Mississippi had to settle for Cindy Hyde Smith. They don't care how flawed they are, how sad and ridiculous they are, how they disgrace their state's name. But they need one to actually win. And Doug Jones won against a real bad one, and Mo Brooks came in third to the real bad one in the primary. They are deathly afraid in Alabama that Mo Brooks is so bad and so weird, even worse than the guy that they had in 2017 that was beaten by Doug Jones, that they could actually lose that seat. Now, that depends on the Democrats coming up with a credible candidate. If you come up with somebody who's weak, who has no name recognition, doesn't care, isn't motivated, isn't a substantial candidate, you're not going to win. You can't beat somebody with nobody. You cannot beat somebody with nobody. But if we come up with a Doug Jones type guy, and frankly, I hope it's Doug Jones himself. I was sort of hoping that Biden would pick Doug Jones in his cabinet. Maybe Doug Jones is crafty and is planning it. I hope he is. Because if Doug Jones beat the guy in 2017 who won the Republican primary as bad as he was, maybe he can beat the guy who came in third. GOP is very afraid of that. In Missouri, there's a guy named Eric Greitens, G-R-E-I-T-E-N-S, a former Navy SEAL, had been governor. But it was a scandal, and even Republicans in the Missouri legislature advocated impeachment of him. Eric Greitens had a problem. He had a hobby, and one of them was, there was a hairdresser. He grabbed her, spanked her, videotaped her, and then spread it around, and it was of a sexual nature. And people thought, you know, we don't need a governor who grabs and spanks hairdressers. That just seems like, you know, the bar is low. Bar is low. Not as low as it is in Texas and Mississippi and Alabama, but it's pretty low. But maybe it's not that low. Anyway, there's a multi-candidate primary in Missouri. And Eric Greitens, because of his name recognition, the fact that he was a former governor, and the fact that there's a certain percentage of the population that doesn't much care what he does, it looks as if he could get 30-some-odd% of the vote in the primary and be the nominee. He could actually be the nominee. Then they're very afraid because Missouri is not as ruby red as Alabama. Missouri is really two states, the deep southern part of it, but also St. Louis and even parts of Kansas City, Missouri. And they're very afraid. So stay tuned. It is possible if we come up with real quality candidates like a Doug Jones in Alabama against Mo Brooks and anybody who's solid against Eric Greitens, if he's the nominee, we could pluck off two Senate seats there. Because, and frankly, we could certainly pluck off, we will, I think, Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, who continues to disgrace himself. He's the guy who said that, the insurrectionists like police officers. They like the guys they killed. They like the police officer that they gouged the eye out of, stabbed and beat over the head with a lead pipe. They like them. And they were law-abiding folk. They were law-abiding folk. But if it were Black Lives Matter, he would have been concerned, simply racialized it. You know, he focus grouped it. They have decided that the only way they can win is to push the racialization and allusions to violence in American politics that started with Donald Trump. That's what's going on. So we should take this seat. We should take the Pat Toomey seat in Pennsylvania. And there are a couple of other seats. And we're going to have some vulnerabilities of our own. So stay tuned. Very, very exciting election season. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.